Welcome to Parshas Hashavua with Rabbi Gerari. This is the week of Parshas Shoftim. Parshas Shoftim, of course, has many mitzvahs, including, I'm not going to go through all of them, including establishing a court system for the Jewish people, putting judges and law enforcement people by all the gates. Talks about appointing kings. There's the preparation of how Jews should go to war with confidence and faith, and other mitzvahs which are spoken about in the Parsha. But today what I want to do is I want to talk about a little bit the beginning of the Parsha and a little bit towards the end of the Parsha and share with you an idea that comes from the Avodas Yisrael, who's the Koshnitz Magid. And I'll share with you this idea, of course, in line with what the Shalah says. And the Shalah tells us that any Parsha Sashavu, any Parsha that we learn, although the Parsha is going chronological order, they also are always connected with the time that we read them. And Parsha Shoftim is an interesting one because Parsha Re'eh that we read this past week is sometimes Elul, sometimes Shabbos Mevarachim Elul. So it's always connected to Elul. But Parsha Shoftim that we read this week is always in the month of Elul. And of course, the month of Elul we know is the month of where Hashem is very close to us and He's asking us to return to Him in a very loving way. But our job, of course, is it's called Chodesh HaCheshbon, the Chodesh to make a real reckoning and a reflection and take stock of our strengths and our weaknesses of the past year. And with our weaknesses, of course, the idea is to reflect on them, feel a bit uncomfortable with them, and to do tshuva. Tshuva means to fix and to improve and to come closer to Hashem. The word tshuva means not only repentance, but the word tshuva, of course, means loshuv, to return to Hashem, to reconnect with Hashem after maybe we've caused some distance by doing the things we shouldn't have done. And a lot of the Sfarim talk about how Parshas Shoftim is so connected to tshuva, and the Koshnitz Magid takes us a little bit further, and he goes through a couple of things in the Parsha which are so incredibly important when it comes to the process of tshuva, which is what we do in Elul. So the first thing is he brings something which is very based on the Shach ala Torah, where the very first mitzvah in the Torah is, in the Parsha is, Shoftim v'shoytrim titein l'chol b'chol she'arecha. Make judges and law enforcement people you shall place on all your gates. Of course, the literal translation is about all the different places where the tribes lived in Eretz Yisrael, all the cities and so on. There has to be a Beis Din, and there have to be people that enforce the law, enforce the halachic rulings of the Beis Din. But on a different level, and more to do with Elul and the Cheshbon, that the gates we're talking about, Titein Lecha, place on your gates. Your gates means the gates of your body. And one of the ways we do tshuva in Elul is to reflect on what we give out and what we let into our body. And because of this, the Shach ala Torah says that there are gates, our gates of the body, our eyes, our ears, even the nostrils, our mouth, etc. And one of the ideas is that we reflect, like, what do we, in terms of our mouth, what do we say? How do we talk to other people? What are we learning? What type of eating do we engage in? Our ears, what do we listen to? Is it listening to Lashon Hara? Is it listening to bad things? In terms of our eyes, what are we looking at? What are we entertaining in terms of the things that we look at and absorb, and so on and so forth. And this is one of the ways that we do tshuva, because most of our experiences have to do with the faculties of our gates, have to do with what we hear, what we say, have we said brachas properly, have we daven properly with our mouth, and so on and so forth. This is a concept which comes up many Sfarim, and the Koshnitz Magid brings it as well at the beginning of the Parsha, Avodas Yisrael, and Parsha Shoftim. Then he continues and he says the Torah continues to give a number of different aspects of how one shouldn't make mistakes in the process and the journey of tshuva. One idea, he says, the Torah tells us, Loisata Mishma, do not distort the judgment and do not take bribes. He says one of the failings of the human being often is that we are biased, self-biased, of course, and therefore we rationalize things and we are not completely honest with the way we reconnect. One of the ways, he says, is that sometimes we can be engaged in something which is really wrong. Now, again, I want to just point out, of course, the purpose of discussing this is not to induce guilt. Guilt is not a good thing, but the process of tshuva, as the Rambam does say, is that we need to identify and be honest with our cheshbon, and also we have to have some level of harata, some level of guilt, not guilt, but discomfort or pain of having done things that can create a distance between us and Hashem in order to create an urgency that we should fix it and resolve to become better. Okay, so he says one of the ways we do that is the Pasuk says do not take bribery. Bribery means sometimes people, they'll do something that's inappropriate or wrong, but then because they will have a shiur afterwards and they'll do Torah and they'll learn Torah, do a mitzvah, they think everything is taken care of. Now, of course, we know that the power of a mitzvah is unbelievable. You cannot undo a mitzvah just because I did something wrong. The mitzvah is eternal. The mitzvah creates a bond between us and Hashem. But at the same time, the mitzvah is beautiful and powerful in its own, but it doesn't fix all the things that we need to fix. Just because we did a mitzvah, that's like bribery. In other words, you couldn't say, oh, I did a mitzvah. I learned Daf Yomi today, so therefore everything else I did is okay. It doesn't work like that. Everything is different and everything we have to go through properly and reflect and try to improve. Then he talks about another aspect of tshuva, which is really important, and that is arrogance. The Torah tells us, do not place a avodah zarah tree or a idolatrous monument next to the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is a symbol of our experience of serving Hashem, where we bring korbanos, we become closer to God. The tree, the tall standing tree, or the monument, the strong monument, is a symbol of arrogance. The number one thing that stands in the way of a person becoming closer to Hashem, especially during the month of Elul, where the closer to Hashem is in the context of doing tshuva, we can never really be honest or humble or acknowledge the things that we need to improve if we are arrogant. And this is part of what the Torah tells us, do not place a monument or a tree, an arrogant avodah zarah tree next to the Mizbeach. Because once you mix arrogance into serving Hashem, there's no real honesty and there's always self-bias and personal self-rationalization, etc. And therefore we can't really improve and we can't come closer to Hashem. And then he says, therefore, when we do tshuva, and this is connected with something else in the end of the parasha, there's two things that have to come together. And this is such an important concept. One is, of course, to be humble. And they even have the concept of David HaMelech saying in chapter 51 of Tehillim, which is the chapter of tshuva, really. And he talks about the lev nishbar v'nitke, the broken heart. In other words, yes, on some level we have to feel in pain and uncomfortable with the fact that we have created a distance between us and Hashem. But at the same time, he says, we have to really believe that Hashem wants us to do tshuva. We have to reflect on the greatness of Hashem. That same God who created the entire universe wants us to serve Him. He wants us to come a little bit closer. And part of that is He wants our davening and He wants our tshuva. He wants us to improve a little bit, that every part of what we do, He embraces and He loves. So both things are true together. And that's how we do it. We often work on two opposite things together. Yes, tshuva is a time where we need to also be a little bit humble and sometimes have feelings of discomfort to the point of David HaMelech saying, Lev nishbar v'nitke, a broken heart, which is not meant to create despair. On the contrary, it's meant to create a sense of urgency to really try and improve, take the next step. And that we do by understanding and acknowledging the things that we have done which haven't been proper. But at the same time, we have to have that feeling of warmness and closeness to Hashem and understand that Hashem accepts and embraces every single little bit of our mitzvahs, little bit of improvement. And he says a beautiful thing. He says, that's why Hashem tells us that when we go out to war, in this week's parasha, when we go out to war, and when the Yidden would go out to war, at the end of the parasha it says, when the Yidden would go out to war, and a Kohen would get up and he would prep the people to go out to war. He got up and the first thing he says, Shema Yisrael, he says, listen, Jewish people, Atem kravim hayoim lamulchama, you are going out to war. Al tiro, do not be afraid, have confidence, and so on and so forth. So the beginning of the pasuk where the Kohen says, Shema Yisrael, listen, Jewish people. I mean, on the literal sense, it's just the Kohen getting up, the leader getting up, and calling everyone to attention. But there's an amazing comment of Rashi. Rashi says, why does he begin with the word Shema Yisrael? Rashi says that you should know that even if you only have the schus of saying Shema Yisrael every day. You say the Shema, in that merit you will be saved. Now the Mefarshim talk about the war, obviously on a simple level, it's talking about a literal war that the Jews would fight, but there's also the war, the inner war, the war against the Yetzer Hara, the war against the evil within us, the war against temptation, the war of struggle, of spiritual growth. What we have to know in that war is, first of all, have confidence that we can actually win that war, that we can do it. We can become closer and closer to Hashem all the time. But to also understand how precious every step is. Shema Yisrael, even if one step is Shema Yisrael, you do another mitzvah, one more mitzvah, you improve just a little bit. During Elul, yes, we make a proper cheshbon, but we can't become perfect overnight, so we take something on. We improve in some area as much as we possibly can. That little bit is already so precious, and it's part of the closeness we have with Hashem and the greatness that we have to understand Hashem's greatness, that He wants the simple person's improvement, the simple person's growth. So yes, on the one hand, we have to also be acknowledging, be honest with our failings. On the other hand, we really have to understand how Hashem really gives us the power to overcome that struggle. He gives us the power to do tshuva. We know famously, he doesn't talk about this, but we know famously this idea that in the month of Elul, we have the Melech Basodah, the king is accessible. Hashem is talking, the king is talking to every single person. You just have to go over to him. You just have to notice that he's there. But he will talk to anyone, no matter what we've done during the year, no matter how far how far we have strayed. Hashem wants us, and He wants every little step that we do, as evident in the parasha Shema Yisrael. Even if you just say the Shema, you have then created a closeness with Hashem to the point that you can win the war just in that schus, in that merit. I wish everyone a really, really meaningful month of Elul. And of course, Hashem looks at our little efforts and He sees where we are, He knows our struggles, He knows our weaknesses, and of course He's going to bench every single one of us with aksiva v'chassima toiva and a really, really good year ahead. Have a wonderful day and a good Shabbos.